On with more news stories. Heartless youth trick an elderly man out of his money. Owners of two hit city restaurants announcing opening of a third, and plans are approved to turn city offices into homes.
The owners of two beloved city restaurants have revealed that they will soon be opening a third. Jung Hee Park and Bong Ha Kim, the couple behind the Kimchi in Brigg Street, and Seul Born in Orford Place will be opening Sprout in October 2025. The restaurant will serve sushi with a twist, which is something a bit different from the couple's other businesses. Miss Park said, "This is our third baby. It is going to be a sushi cafe, but not like the sushi you know. This is Asian fusion, modernised Australian sushi." The couple met while studying in Australia 30 years ago at a sushi restaurant run by a Japanese chef specialising in sushi hand rolls. This type of sushi became the couple's first business venture, and they went on to supply cafes and restaurants around Australia. Now this delicacy is famously known as Australian sushi.
Two illegal e-bikes have been seized in Norwich as a crackdown against riders speeding in the city centre continues. The action comes after it was announced that addressing safety concerns, unsafe riding, antisocial behaviour, and the legality of modifications with e-bikes and e-scooters would be new priorities for police this year. Officers were back on the streets checking e-bikes for several hours, seizing two bikes. A further four bikes were examined but passed the legality test. Officers were seen checking bikes in Orford Place, off Red Lion Street, where delivery riders often park. A spokeswoman for the force added that news of the clampdown was shared among users on the day, who then seemed to stop passing through the area that police were patrolling. Certain modifications mean that a bike can be viewed as a motorcycle in the eyes of the law. Electricity-assisted bikes must have pedals that can be used to push them forward to be legal, and the power output or manufacturer of the bike's motor must also be visible. Those riding these bikes must have a driving licence as well as being registered and taxed.
Heartless youths tricked a vulnerable man before invading his Norwich home and carrying out a burglary. A 15-year-old boy alongside two accomplices aged 10 and 12 targeted the home of a vulnerable man. Using a sickening ruse of helping him back to his house, the boy called the emergency services to say he had found the man disorientated in the street. Once inside the man's house, they stole his jacket, cash, and a necklace. Witnesses saw the trio running away from the house and laughing. The teenager admitted to four other offences, which included two thefts of pedal cycles, one theft of a battery pack, and one attempt to steal from a van. He went on to engage with Operation Converter, the unit which further investigates similar crimes and presents evidence to a suspect. As a result, he asked for nine other offences to be taken into consideration when he was sentenced at Norwich Youth Court.
Greater Anglia has been named Passenger Operator of the Year. The judges praised Greater Anglia for consistent improvements and a strong customer focus. Martin Beeble, Managing Director of Greater Anglia, said everyone at Greater Anglia is really proud to have won the Passenger Operator of the Year award for the second year running and third time in 4 years. All across our company, colleagues are passionate about doing their best for the customers and communities we serve. Recent upgrades include A full fleet replacement with modern, more comfortable trains featuring Wi-Fi, power outlets, air conditioning and improved accessibility. The company has also been the most punctual UK train operator since April 2023, achieving a 93.7% on-time performance rate. In addition to the top award, Greater Anglia was highly commended in the Great Place to Work and Small Station of the Year categories for Buers.
Old offices above a Moroccan-inspired restaurant in the centre of Norwich are set to become homes after plans were approved. The two floors above Amelia's Bar and Kitchen at 69 London Street will be converted into four apartments to bring them out of disrepair. Agents for the applicant, Mark Smith, said, "The upper floors of this building have a separate access directly from London Street and lends itself nicely to be repurposed as accommodation. We believe converting the upper floors of the buildings into flats will secure the long-term preservation of the building that had fallen into disrepair over the last few decades. The building used to be occupied by the Cooperative Bank, who moved into the premises in 1975.